Welcome to another episode of Growing Pains with Christiana Isaac. Today, I'll be talking about consistency, the difficulties associated with being consistent, and tips to ensure you're consistent in every area of your life. Consistency. Isn't this what we're all after? We don't want to create results once in a while. We don't want to feel joyous just for a moment. We don't want to be at our best sporadically. The mark of a champion is consistency, and true consistency is established only by our habits. It is agreed that being consistent isn't easy. It is difficult and painful to be consistent. It takes time, effort, and a lot of willpower to actually be consistent. To be consistent, you have to replicate positive behavior or performance day by day until it defines you. It's a lot like building a habit. But you should also know that distractions will come. These are the difficulties I was talking about earlier. The distractions will come, and they're a part of life. That's the funny thing. They're a part of life. So instead of getting upset and going through life upset, being angry about not being able to stick to a routine or being consistent with a particular thing, instead, be joyous, have a positive attitude, be joyous and joyfully remove these distractions from your life, because it's all part of the process. So I know we have definitely seen people that live consistent lives. That is, in every area of their lives, they're able to be consistent with whatever it is they choose to do. These people did not just arrive there. It took time. Consistency takes time. It took time for them to build themselves to get to where they are. It took strategies that they incorporated in their lives. And that is the essence of this podcast, for us to replicate what these people have used in their lives to be able to build themselves to where they are right now. And from my research, I've been able to gather 4 very powerful tips to ensure consistency. The first one is to isolate one goal. This is very, very important, because developing consistency goes against human nature. It's bothersome, especially at first. It takes a lot of energy. So don't make the process even more challenging by trying to do too much at once. The trick is to pick one goal to focus on at a time, because you cannot do everything at the same time. It will get so overwhelming. That is why you realize that, okay, you decide, oh, I want to be consistent with working out, with eating healthy, with work. You mention a bunch of things and you're trying to do it all at the same time. And then it's just too overwhelming for you. And then you stop, you sleep, you don't work out today, or you eat something you're not meant to eat, or you miss a deadline, and you get hard on yourself. This is why, because you're doing too much at the same time. You want to be consistent, take it one step after the other. So you ask yourself a question: what is your biggest issue? What's your most damaging inconsistency? Start there. Work at it and stabilize it. Then you move to the next goal. That is how you go about it. So you have 5-10 goals. You start with the very first one, the one that is most damaging to you. You work at it and then you move to the next one. The second tip is to focus on incremental improvement. You're not going to develop a positive, worthwhile habit overnight. Our brains don't work that way. In fact, new research declares that it could take months to permanently change your behavior. Months, that is. And allow yourself to notice and celebrate the small wins. The incremental improvements you achieve along the way, they'll keep you motivated. Celebrate every single win that you have. Don't ignore it. Don't disregard it. Make sure you celebrate it, because that way you are encouraging yourself to do even better. For example, you decide to join a gym or work out even at home. You decide you want to be consistent with that for a month. You want to start with a month. And then you do 7 days. 7 days straight. That is a big win. You ought to celebrate it. Don't wait until it's a whole month before you celebrate yourself. Celebrate it. And then you would definitely be encouraged to go even further. The third tip is to fight your emotions. Yes, fight your emotions. So the brain is a tasking organ. It uses a lot of energy, which is why we sometimes feel mentally sluggish or lazy, especially when we are faced with a challenge like consistency. Sometimes we are really tired. Sometimes, though, it's a biological trick. Don't fall for it. Push forward. Fight your very own emotions. If you don't, you'll stay stuck. There's something my pastor always says. Even when you don't feel like it, you go ahead and do it, and your emotions will catch up. And remember that as you are fighting your emotions, there is no power, there is no force greater than the human will. So you are able to do it if you put your mind to it. The fourth tip is to forgive your failures. As you pursue your consistency goals, you might get tired, you might stumble, you might skip a gym day or miss a deadline or even arrive late at a meeting. Whatever your goal may be, it's possible you make a mistake or misstep from time to time, but that's okay. Sleeping on your habits doesn't make you a failure. It makes you normal. What separates top performers from everyone else is that they're able to get back on track quickly. So as much as you sleep, you make mistakes, get back on track. Forgive your failures and keep moving forward. That is the only thing you can do. Keep on moving. So I'll just go through the tips again. 1, isolate one goal. 2, focus on incremental improvements. 3, fight your emotion. And 4, forgive your failures. So these are the tips to ensure and help you be consistent in every aspect of your life. I do hope you're able to learn something from this. And thank you very much for listening to today's episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Christiana_Isaac. Also, subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. I would really appreciate that, as well as a rating. Thank you very much, and do have a wonderful day.